الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in his Mubarak hadith that the person who sends durood upon me 100 times a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill 100 of his needs. 70 of them is for his hereafter and the 30 of those needs are for the dunya. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this beautiful silsila where we discuss the biography and the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And inshallah, as we discussed in the previous episode, the youth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inshallah, in this episode, we are going to be discussing the nikah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. As we learned in the previous episode, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his second journey to Syria, Ash-Sham, he sold the goods of Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha as he was working for her. And upon his return to Makkah Mukarramah, as the trade caravan entered the vicinity of Makkah, having made twice the normal profit, Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu anha took to the balcony of her house to watch them enter the city. When her eyes fell on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, she saw that there were two angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala providing shade for him. Seeing this wonderful event moved her deeply. A few days later, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she relayed to Maisara what she had witnessed. And he confirmed it, saying, I witnessed the very same thing throughout the entire journey. Not only that, I saw many more wonderful incidents as well. He then informed her about the monk Nastura and the love he showered upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This further increased the honor and esteem of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the eyes of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and inclined her towards the prospect of marriage. Shortly after this, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she sent a proposal to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, it is mentioned that Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was a pious and affluent woman of Arabia. Due to her piety and chastity, the people of Makkah had given her the title At-Tahira, meaning the pure one, subhanallah. This is Ummul Mu'mineen we are speaking of, and at the time of her marriage, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was 25 years old, and Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, her age was 40 years, and she was a widowed woman by the time. She had first married Abu Hala, Malik ibn Nabash, to whom she had two children with him, and their names were Hind bin Abi Hala and Hala ibn Abi Hala. After his passing away, she married Atiq ibn Aid al-Makhzumi and gave birth to two more children, and their names were Abdullah ibn Atiq and a daughter, and her name was Hind binti Atiq. Subhanallah. This was the life of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha prior to marrying our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she had been widowed following the demise of her second husband. Many dignified leaders of Quraysh as well as the affluent people of Makkah, they proposed to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha for marriage, yet she declined. she had resolved not to marry a third time, having reached the age of 40. However, upon witnessing the prophetic character and learning the wonderful events which had occurred in Asham, Syria, her heart became drawn to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she decided to propose to him in marriage. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha arranged to meet with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's paternal aunt, and her name was Sayyida Safiya, who was married to Sayyidina Khadija's brother, Awam ibn Khuwaylid. And she inquired regarding the personal life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha sent the marriage proposal to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam via Nafisa bint Munya. And the prominent scholars of Seerah, Allahu Akbar, his name is the Imam of Seerah, Muhammad ibn Ishaq, rahmatullahi ta'ala, records the actual reason given by Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala as to why she married the final Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in her own words, it is said that she said about the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the reason as to why she chose to marry our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she said, "I chose you because of your kinship with me, your nobility amongst your people, your trustworthiness among them, and your excellent character, and because of your truthfulness." Subhanallah, these were the reason as to why Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha chose to marry our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let us adopt this method into our lives when we are seeking a marriage proposal or looking into getting married. This should be the case. This is what we should look for: the good character of a person, whether it's a girl or a boy, inshallah, and look at their behavior, their characteristics, and whether they are honest, truthful, and true to their words. This was the yardstick used by Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, before she married our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was the embodiment of true character. Allahu Akbar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam presented this proposal to Abu Talib and other elders in his family. Who could turn down a proposal from a woman such as Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was intelligent, noble, and affluent? The entire family readily accepted the proposal with much happiness and eagerness and delight, and the wedding ceremony was arranged for a few days later. A procession of the bridegroom took place, in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Talib and other family members and nobles of Quraysh accompanied the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the house of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, where the nikah was to take place. Abu Talib, he delivered an eloquent speech from which we can learn just how the elders of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought of him and the effect he had on their lives. Abu Talib said in his sermon that all praise to Allah who made us descendants of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail alayhim assalam, and made us from amongst the tribes of Mad and Mumar. It is He who made us the guardians and custodians of His house, the Holy Kaaba, and granted us leadership over people as well. This is my nephew Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He is a youth of such standing that he is unparalleled amongst Quraysh in all aspects. Although he is not wealthy, this should not be taken into account, because like a shadow, wealth comes and goes. To proceed, all of you who are present here are aware of my deep love for my nephew Muhammad. He is marrying Khadija bint Khuwaylid with a dowry of 20 young camels from me. Subhanallah. And this was the sermon of Abu Talib in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. After this, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha's cousin, Waraqa ibn Nawfal radiallahu anha, he stood to address the gathering and he said, all praise to Allah who created us just as you have described, O Abu Talib. He has granted us all the excellences you mentioned. Indeed, we are the leaders of the Arabs just as you are. No one can deny the nobility of Quraysh, and we are happy to be united with you in this marriage. So I say to you, be witness that I have given Khadija bint Khuwailid in the hand of Muhammad ibn Abdullah for the dowry payment of 400 dinars. Subhanallah. This was the sermon given by Waraqa ibn Nawfal, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. They were married for 25 years until Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala passed away in Makkah. During this time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married no one else. And Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala gave birth to all the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, who was born to Sayyida Maria al-Qibtiya radiallahu anha. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha sacrificed all her wealth for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and assisted him till her last breath. Allahu Akbar. This was her sacrifice for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let us listen to some more beautiful narrations with regards to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, Ummul Mu'mineen. One of her brilliant attributes is that she was the first woman to accept Islam, and she had the privilege of becoming the first wife of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent salam to her through Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, such is her status. She radiallahu anha had the privilege of spending almost 25 years in the blessed company of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she set a unique example of companionship and love by being besieged in Sha'bi Abi Talib with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She radiallahu anha presented all her wealth to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was in her grave and lowered her into the grave with his own blessed hands. Allahu Akbar. In the Islamic history, she is remembered by the title of Tahira and Siddiqa. She radiallahu anha is the most beloved wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not marry anyone else in her lifetime. And she was given the good news of being blessed with a palace free of noise and distraction in paradise. Dear viewers of Madani channel, can you see the high rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon her? Allah azza wa jal has blessed Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha with magnificent attributes. Now, we shall have the privilege of finding out more about her noble characteristics. Let us inshallah learn more about our mother, the mother of all the believers, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her name is Khadija and her father's name is Khuwailid and her mother's name was Fatima. Regarding her lineage, she radiallahu anha had the honor of that her lineage connects with the blessed lineage of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with fewer relations than other blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Her filial appellation, meaning her kunya, is Ummul Qasim. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his kunya is Abu Qasim, subhanallah. And she is also known as Umm Hind. She radiallahu anha has many titles. Let's listen to some of them, inshallah. The most famous title of hers is Al-Kubra. That's why we call her Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha. This was so frequently used that it seemed as if it had been a part of her name. Another famous title is Tahira. She radiallahu ta'ala anha used to be called Tahira even in the pre-Islamic era of ignorance. Furthermore, she radiallahu anha was also called Sayyidatul Quraysh, meaning the female leader of Quraysh. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Similarly, Siddiqa, as we know, is also her title, as it is the title of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. It has been narrated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Hazihi Siddiqatu Ummati. And he said it regarding Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, meaning she is the Siddiqa, the truthful lady of my Ummah. Allahu Akbar. Let us inshallah recite durood and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his Ahl Bayt and his Ummahatul Mu'mineen, and inshallah upon his Sahaba. Allahumma salli ala سيدنا مولانا محمد معد الوجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك دائما يا رسول الله ويا حبيب الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأزواجه وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. How exalted her status is that Allah عز وجل, Allah أكبر, Allah عز وجل sends salam to خديجة الكبرى رضي الله تعالى عنها. It is narrated that by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anha, that once Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, he came to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khadija is approaching, she has a pot of food. When she approaches you, convey to her the salam of your Rabb, of your Lord and mine, and give her the good news of a home made of pearl in paradise that is free from distraction and inconvenience. Subhanallah. This is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. In the response to the salam of Allah Azza wa Jal and the salam of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said in the response, Inna Allahu wa salam wa ala Jibreel as-salam wa alayka salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Meaning Allah Azza wa Jal is salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam, peace be upon him, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, peace be upon you, mercy and blessings be upon them. Allahu Akbar. This is how she responded to the salam of Allah Azza wa Jal and the salam of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And then she also responded in the greeting of salam to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how lofty her status is in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal granted her Jannah and a home in Jannah made of pearls and free from distractions and inconvenience. This is how Allah Azza wa Jal had bestowed upon Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the privilege of sending salam upon her as well, inshallah, as Allah Azza wa Jal himself and his angel Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam sends salam upon the mother of believers, Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. After the nikah was performed, her nikah with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performed, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha humbly said to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask his uncle to sacrifice a camel and serve food to the people. Having served food to the people, the beloved and blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived and talked to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And by this, Allah Azza wa Jal granted coolness upon the eyes of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His affectionate uncle Abu Talib expressed great joy over the marriage and said, all the qualities are for the one who has removed troubles from us and lifted sorrow from us. Subhanallah. These were the words of his uncle Abu Talib. And this is how this blessed wedding ceremony of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was concluded. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Of those who claim to have deep love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning us, alhamdulillah, we love our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This great blessed nikah ceremony of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was arranged with great simplicity. But it is a shame that currently in our society, on the occasion of engagements and weddings, some impermissible and indecent customs are being practiced to such an extent that the wedding ceremonies are considered incomplete without them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us against such indecent activities during wedding ceremonies. And in his booklet, Horrors of Songs and Music, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, he points towards the sins which are committed in wedding ceremonies. And Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah has said and has expressed his disappointment, and he says, alas, alas, nowadays a very beautiful sunnah like marriage is being surrounded by a lot of sins. Indecent customs have become part and parcel of it. Ma'azallah. Circumstances have become such that so bad that the sunnah of marriage cannot be performed unless haram acts are performed in it. May Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard us from these evil customs that have crept into the sunnah ceremonies of marriage and nikah. The mother of believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrated that the revered and renowned Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a greatly blessed nikah is the one in which there is less burden. Allahu Akbar. Commenting on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great thinker of the ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that if a marriage is not extravagant from any side, and the mahr, the money paid by the husband to the wife, and dowry are less, then neither the family of the bride nor the bridegroom fall into debt. No strict condition is set, and the bride is given away in the trust of Allah Azza wa Jal. Such a nikah will be highly blessed and successful, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. And this has been mentioned in Mir'atul Manajih, Sharh Mishkatil Masabih, Volume 5. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mother of believers, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, was a very wealthy lady. If she had wanted, she could have lived the days of her life with plenty of comforts and peace. But she, radiallahu anha, for the sake of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rejected the royal living and spent her entire life serving our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bearing troubles and difficulties with him. And these are clear evidences of her sincere love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and her sacrifices for the sake of Islam. By the order of Allah Azza wa Jal, when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared his prophethood and called people to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, so instead of accepting the invitation of Islam, they started causing difficulties and troubles for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, the thorns were placed and spread on the way of a beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Under such delicate and tough circumstances, the personalities who supported our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by accepting the invitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very prominent name amongst them is Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. She sacrificed herself like a moth that flies around a candle at night for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and supported our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every difficult situation. Sayyidina Allama Muhammad ibn Ishaq Madani rahimahullah ta'ala has said that whenever the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt sad after hearing anything unacceptable, unbearable, that coming from the kuffar of Makkah, that was heartbreaking from the unbelievers, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Allah azza wa jal would dispel the beloved Nabi's state of grief through her. Allahu Akbar. This is how supportive she was to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, it should be a lesson for our society as well to be supportive to our spouses, inshallah, no matter what difficulty may befall us, inshallah, if we stick together and follow the sunnah of Sayyidah Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, inshallah, our relationships will be Madina, Madina. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in such delicate circumstances, the mother of believers, Sayyidah Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha's act of bearing difficulties and problems with the firm determination elevates over the other blessed wives of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, we have also received the priceless Madani pearl from her blessed life that no matter how tough the circumstances are, no matter how terrible the difficulties one faces, you should never disobey Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should not keep away from any kind of sacrifices for the sake of the beautiful deen of Allah Azza wa Jal brought by none other than by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Allah Azza wa Jal. As Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says,
Tere naam par sar ko qurban karke, Tere naam par sar ko qurban karke, Tere sar se sadqa utara karun main, Tere sar se sadqa utara karun main, Ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodo, Ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodo, Tere naam par sab ko wara karun main, Tere naam par sab ko wara karun main.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we have also learnt a Madani pearl that a wife must stand by a husband in times of poverty and prosperity in both states. Instead of arguing and unnecessarily complaining and whining, she should always remain patient and be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. The quality of an exemplary wife who has a good character is that she always thanks Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings of her husband and is never ungrateful by denying his favors. She very well understands that her husband is a strong support for her as well as blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal for her. He fulfills her needs and because of him, she has the blessing of children. Allahu Akbar. This is a beautiful teaching of Islam and the Sunnah of Sayyidah Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala, the mother of believers. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has laid stress on women to not be ungrateful to their husbands. He encourages women of the Ummah to not be ungrateful to our husbands. And Sayyidah Asma binti Yazid radiallahu anha has said that once the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by us and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salam to us and said, avoid being ungrateful to those who do favors. We humbly ask, Ya Rasulullah, what does being ungrateful to those who do favors mean? What does it mean? And he replied, it was possible that any woman amongst you could have been without a husband for a long time and she remains with her parents and becomes old. But Allah Azza wa Jal grants her a husband and blesses her with wealth and children through him. Despite this, when she gets angry, she says, I have never seen any good from him. Allahu Akbar. This is how the attitude of women is generally. And this is the concern our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had shown to the women folk. And he told them not to be ungrateful. Inshallah, let us be grateful for the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, unfortunately, in our society, the majority of our women folk they commit the sin of ungratefulness. If they see a prosperous family or woman or her expensive dressing and expensive jewelry, etc., they start becoming ungrateful, as the beloved and blessed Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, I have seen more women in hell because they are ungrateful. It was humbly asked, Ayakfurna billah, Ya Rasulullah, is it because they are ungrateful towards Allah Azza wa Jal? He replied that they are ungrateful to their husbands and do not admit the favors. If you do any of them favors throughout your life, then if she sees a little thing in you contrary to her mood or temperament, then she says, I have never seen anything good from you. Allahu Akbar. This is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. This is how the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated that he saw more women in hell because of the characteristic of being ungrateful. Let us not be ungrateful to the ni'mats and the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us, inshallah. Therefore, we should mention the virtues of patience and thankfulness to our family members. We should fulfill each other's rights in a proper way, and we should try to mend our strained relationships. Remember that this beautiful relationship of love and affection between husband and wife can be maintained in a very beautiful manner if the husband and wife fulfill each other's rights properly. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be such husbands and wives that we fulfill each other's rights, inshallah, for the sake of Allah. Indeed, both the husband and wife have been commanded to fulfill each other's rights. Therefore, both should fulfill our rights in a gentle way, in a civil way. This is how our home can become the center of peace and comfort. Let us, inshallah, conclude this episode, inshallah, with this madani mission of Dawat-e-Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Allah, increase our love to the Prophet.